Yes, here we are. Coffee Mambo Jumbo has made it to the first day of Cafe Culture here at London Kensington Olympia. And I just had to stop at the Conti espresso machine stand because I've heard so many good things about the Conti and I don't really know much about it. So I'm here with Chris Austin, who is Conti UK, Mr. Conti UK. A very nice looking, charming bearded man, if I can describe him, with lovely glasses.
Too lazy to shave.
That's too lazy to shave, is it? I thought it was really in the coffee industry.
Yeah, apparently it is. It's great. Yeah.
Any tattoos?
No, I haven't.
No tattoo.
No. I should get the ink pen out later on today.
Yeah. All right, but let's get straight into the Conti machine. All I know actually is they're manufactured in Monaco.
In the heart of Monaco.
An amazing place to be. So tell me more about the Conti philosophy and what the Conti machines are all about.
Yeah, the philosophy behind Conti has been kind of a historic company based in Monaco since 57. So it's not a new company, which a lot of guys in the UK think it is. Because Conti UK is new, everyone thinks Conti's new. And actually it's not. And we've always been our philosophy has always been to manufacture, to build as much of that coffee machine as we possibly can in one place.
So we're talking components.
So components. It's not buying assembled parts and just putting them together to create your own look coffee machine, relying on other technology, other people's quality. We go one step further, buy the raw material and build from scratch, which gives us two advantages. A, obviously the cost is a huge advantage because we buy raw material as opposed to a finished product. Secondly, and more importantly,
labor costs.
Yeah, there's a labor cost there, but that I think when you look at the prices of raw materials and commodities, I think, and obviously you're putting money into somebody else's pocket for their labor cost plus their profit. What you're doing, you're taking their profit out. You've still got the
labor. I get
labor.
It. Okay.
But really, for me, the key advantage of that is quality control. It's staying on top of the products that we're using, we're selling, we're putting into our machines. It gives us tremendous flexibility to work with different markets, because a lot of people, they see the UK market and they think it's the same the world over, and it's completely the opposite.
Okay, we're talking about the UK market as we're here, kind of how can we kind of grasp what the essence of the UK market is?
Yeah, well, we've kind of heavily influenced by lots of different cultures, lots of different influences. We were obviously introduced to coffee via probably the Italian market, which is all very strong espresso based. Then we were influenced by the US, the Australian market certainly now, or the Australasian market, sorry, Kiwis.
Yes.
which is a big factor into the UK, certainly in central London. We see this more and more and more.
Definitely.
More cafes are run by the Antipodeans. So milk plays a big, big factor. So not only are we looking at consistency and of quality of extraction of espresso, but steam production. So it's a big thing for us, and we've got various different systems in our machine, in our range, from the C700 through to the Monte Carlo flagship, which aids quick, simple, effective steam production, which, as most coffee shop operators will tell you, is their biggest hurdle.
Well, exactly, because as you're actually extracting a shot, you would have to have the confidence in a nanosecond. Well, nanosecond is exaggerated, but within, let's 5, 6, 7 seconds, 10 seconds, you can produce good frost milk, not overheating it, the consistency.
Exactly this, and obviously, yes, the espresso is the most important component of that drink.
Sure.
And the water that goes to making that espresso is even more important, because again, that's the majority of the espresso. But what we can't forget is that drinks in the UK, they're heavily led by the milk-based. So, and it's not obviously our key focus, but we've spent, certainly this is looking at the UK market and what Conti have learnt. That's one thing that we've really focused a lot of attention on.
So how come the Conti machine is so good on frothing then?
Well,
steam power.
Well, we'll get into the nitty-gritty of the kit and the way that it works. And just behind us, we've got the X1 TCI machine, which is our, I would say, mid-level machine. And the way that that works uses cold water infusion inside the group head. So what that means is, not only can you adjust the temperature of your brew by increasing, decreasing the amount of cold water you're injecting, but it also means you can work and run with a slightly hotter than usual main boiler.
By adding cold water to make it.
Because you're adding cold water to your espresso, you're not burning your espresso.
Yes.
But you are creating an amazing amount of steam.
So does that mean it's one boiler dedicated to both?
But single boiler. At the group, we adjust the temperature.
You adjust, okay.
Exactly.
So at the group, you additionally add some cold water. Whereas the steam will always be higher than the extraction water anyway.
Precisely.
And that stays high.
For example,
we
set it at 125 degrees.
Sure.
Which would normally equate to maybe 96 to 97 degrees.
Too high for espresso.
Which is too high. Especially for specialty, well-roasted coffee.
Yeah. I would say, you know, very light roasted coffee, really light, kind of, has the advantage of
you get away with it with a real light.
But we're talking kind of 92, 93 is much better.
So that's where the TCI really comes into its own, because it's unique. It's giving you the multi-boiler features with a single boiler configuration.
Yes.
Single boiler consideration keeps things simple for the engineers.
Yes.
It keeps it very reliable, but it also keeps their cost down.
Yes.
Which is, as much as we love to say that it's not an issue, it still is an issue in our market.
So let's get to price ranges. I mean, you said the flagship was the Monte Carlo.
Yes.
Great name for it. Great looking machine. Maybe we can have a little run through later. The other one you were talking about, the red one there, is
the
called...
The X1 TCI.
Yeah, that's the mid-range. So what are we talking about? Well, that's a true group, right?
To give you an idea, and obviously without going into the nitty-gritty, because it's never just about buying a coffee machine.
Yeah.
You're looking at the TCI machine, we're going to be sub £4,000.
Yep.
Which in this market is still surprisingly competitive.
Yep.
And in the Monte Carlo, we're looking, again, just tickle under £6,500.
Okay, that's very fair.
For what that can do...
Same technology in there?
Very different.
Very
different.
Okay.
Without giving away too many industry secrets now. What we're doing, we're taking all of the principle of the TCI, which we're trying to achieve stability.
Yes.
We're trying to achieve quality milk, quality espresso. So the next natural step is to then take the boilers and split them.
Yeah.
We have a main steam boiler, which produces steam and hot water.
Okay, so you've got multiple boilers in there.
And then we have coffee boilers.
Yep.
So an independent coffee boiler behind each group.
So for a Drew group, you would have three boilers?
So for a two group, there's three boilers inside.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay.
Now, each one of those coffee boilers is fed by preheated water.
Okay.
The preheated water comes via the steam boiler.
Okay.
For almost like a thermosiphon system, if people know what that is.
Yeah, yeah.
And it then is obviously heated inside the coffee boiler.
So they must be pretty big.
The coffee boilers?
No, the other boiler.
The steam boiler is 10 litres in a two group and 14 litres in a three group.
Okay, cool,
each coffee boiler is 1 litre with a 1 kilowatt element inside. In addition to that, because obviously that's fantastic stability, there's no ultimate stability. We insulate the coffee boiler and then we also add a heating cartridge to the group head.
Wow.
So not only are we heating the water via steam boiler into the coffee boilers, any distance that has to then travel to the group,
minimal.
We're making sure that any fluctuations... Minimal.
Get cut out. Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
And that is shot after shot after shot. How quickly does that respond?
Oh, well, we've been doing some factory tests, and it's still too early to start publishing these figures, but to give you an idea, in factory conditions, in test environment, which, as we know, is not really a practical environment because we're not making cups of tea at the same time, the plus minus 0.3 degrees over a course of 1 hour of constantly pulling shots. So it's exceptionally
stable. When does the machine need a bit of a break and a clean?
The more you clean the machine, the tastier your coffee is.
Absolutely, that's water under that's feeding my philosophy altogether.
We're also a big fan of that. Every single machine we do, from entry level through to Monte Carlo, has a built-in cleaning cycle. On this Monte Carlo machine, it has an independent, dedicated cleaning button. So it's very simple. It's staring the customer right in the face. They can't ignore it. It also has cleaning warnings. So if the machine isn't cleaned, it'll flash
it. Sings at you or flash
it?
It hits you almost.
If you decide to ignore it, it'll stop working.
Excellent.
So
you're helping the end consumer to get a better cup as well.
This is it. We focus very heavily on, obviously, barista-led machines and technology. But what we've got to remember is there's still people that aren't as skilled. They want to be skilled, but they need some help. So within the machine, within the technology, we give them plenty of help. In addition to the cleaning cycle, we've also taken one step further. And we've actually lined all porta filters with Teflon.
I just saw that. I was going to ask you that.
So
yeah, very nice.
Reduces the coffee buildup. Because no matter how conscientious you are, how many times you clean your machine, you're going to get an element of coffee buildup.
Of residue,
So we're just
Teflon just kind of flows off, doesn't really stick.
Exactly.
Let's
just make it a bit easier.
Yeah.
A bit easier.
Cool. Well, I mean, you've impressed me. This recording is coming to an end because we're kind of limited on time. But what we'll do is we'll stand in front of the Conti. Maybe you can pull a shot or two for me?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Let's have a look. We'll do that live as well. But for now, Chris, I mean, it was Chris. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
I get thrown with Glenn because there's a card here saying Glenn.
That's your
business partner.
Yeah, it is.
Quickly, just tell me, where are you based in London?
No, we were based in Royston in Hertfordshire. So just south of Cambridge.
All right, not far. I might even come and see you.
Far enough to have some peace and quiet.
Lovely.
Good access to the city.
All right, well, what we'll do now is we'll stand in front of Monte Carlo, almost thinking that we're there in Monte Carlo because it looks amazing. And just catch us on the next recording about the Monte Carlo.